Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS, casino experience, and more. Today's episode, important tips, win tier upgrade promo, and Vegas is unpredictable. This is episode 70, season 2. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. Now your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
That's fine. I know what you're laughing about. I'm not going to say, but I know what you're laughing about. Oh, man. This business sometimes. Eventually, I will tell all of the crazy stories of being a travel advisor. And there really are quite a few.
There are quite a few indeed. Well, we've got sort of a big news day today. A lot of stuff going on. So much stuff that it actually requires two news stories today. So there's that for you.
Why don't we just jump into that? Because I'm going to do a little bit of a discussion about my upcoming Finland trip afterwards. And we don't want to keep people too long because they're going to start to tell us we should be yo 38 minutes.
Yo, 38 minutes. All right, let's get on to the news and views. Wynn Las Vegas is shaking things up with the debut of a celebrity chef residency that's bound to tickle taste buds and spark imaginations. SAFTA 1964, the brainchild of chef Alon Shaya and restaurateur Emily Shaya from Pomegranate Hospitality, opens April 4th. Nestled within Jardin at Wynn Las Vegas, SAFTA 1964 promises a playful twist on the classics. SAFTA 1964 is a nostalgic homage to Grandma's fictional glory days before she officially earned her SAFTA title. SAFTA is Hebrew for grandmother. The menu at SAFTA 1964 is all about channeling Grandma's vibrant spirit through a delightful array of dishes, from playful twists on SAFTA's Denver favorites to exclusive Las Vegas creations. There's something to tantalize every plate. Think chef's tasting experiences, vibrant salads and platters, shareable large format dishes perfect for a feast, luxurious caviar add-ons, and so much more. In that case, cheers to Grandma and her timeless charm. SAFTA opens April 4th inside the Jardin space at Wynn Las Vegas. A high-rise hotel has been proposed near the Las Vegas Strip to cater to the Jewish community. Documents submitted to Clark County detail plans for the King David Hotel, which would be located at 3601 Vegas Plaza Drive, directly to the north of the Mirage and west of Treasure Island. The address is currently the site of the Villa de Flores apartments. Planning documents state the hotel would be 46 stories tall and feature 486 rooms, along with a synagogue, restaurants, day spa, banquet facility, and convention facilities / exposition halls. Parking would be included in the base of the resort with 5 subterranean levels and 7 above ground levels, according to the documents. In a justification letter sent to the county's planning division, attorneys for the developer RK Vegas Circle LLC wrote that the King David's Hotel amenities would be aligned with the Jewish faith and culture, including kosher restaurants. RK Vegas Circle has applied for waivers to develop the hotel, though county staff members wrote that they have concerns with those requests, citing issues with parking and pedestrian traffic. Quote, "When the numerous waiver requests including reduced parking, reduced setbacks, alternative landscaping, modified street, and design standards are taken into consideration, staff cannot support the design reviews as the site is being overbuilt," end quote, county staff wrote in their recommendation. The proposal for the King David Hotel was on the agenda for Wednesday's Clark County Zoning Commission meeting, but it was tabled until June 5th. And now for the views. Michael, what are your thoughts?
SAFTA sounds great. And I believe the concept of that is the same as, my friend here, Min, who was at Jardin, who is a pop-up restaurant. Though SAFTA sounds like it's part of Jardin now, not so much a pop-up inside of Jardin. But that's a great idea that Wynn has been doing. So, sounds great. It sounds like they're going to do some... Min's falling down. It sounds like they're going to do some traditional things with extra luxurious add-ons, which is very much in the style of Wynn Las Vegas. So I think that's great. So Safta, or Grandma, is going to be a wonderful addition. I am not sure I can completely absorb the Las Vegas King David Hotel, because there is also a King David Hotel in Jerusalem. And I thought that was. So everyone now stays at the Waldorf Astoria in Jerusalem. That's where all the cool kids stay, and the David Citadel. But anyhow, it is interesting. I'm not sure what aligned with the Jewish faith and culture means, other than the fact that I am sure they're going to have really great bagels.
That was supposed to be funny.
Was that funny?
I agree. The bagel is going to be top notch. They're going to be the best bagels ever.
I can say that. I'm Jewish. I'm allowed to come up with that. But we'll see. Yeah, this is the thing. This is a hat tip, official hat tip. I found out about this King David Hotel from Vegas Introvert. So you should follow him on the YouTube and social media. And he is also, is he the brainchild behind, or the co-host of It's Vegas, Y'all? The podcast about Texas Vegas people.
Oh, I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
It's a really cool podcast. I know he's on it. I don't want to say, I know Hog and Two Cent are on it. On that podcast, but you have to be from Texas.
Oh, I see.
Because it's just like Vegas for. I mean, you don't have to be from Texas. They don't vet you. You don't have to be from Texas to.
It's just preferred, listen to, right?
That's good. Preferred. Yeah, but maybe you could put. Could you put it in the show notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Make sure you do Vegas, because that's Danny's new podcast. But he's the one who tipped me off to this. This King David Hotel today. So he gets major props for that, because I would have had no idea about it. So he obviously spends more time paying attention to Vegas stuff than I do sometimes.
Who knew? Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. It sounds like the zoning department's already giving their reasons of a no, but I guess we'll find out June 5th. What's going to go on with that.
Well, I think they're asking for a lot of, you know, they're asking for a lot of things that the zoning department doesn't want to do. Like, they want to have reduced parking, reduced setbacks, alternative landscaping, modified street. It's like they're like, we'd like to build this building, but we want all of these other rules that you usually have for when you build a building that's this size in this space. We would like you to consider modifying all of those rules, which I think probably the county's not going to be so thrilled about.
Yeah, that's what it's starting to sound like. So what's this about an upcoming trip to Finland?
Ooh, an upcoming, yes, I am off to Finland. So if anyone would like me to do some Movestro pods or YouTubes or whatever from Finland, I'm welcome to do that. It is a wonderful trip that I am being hosted by Visit Finland and Finnair. And I'm very much looking forward to it. It was sort of a surprise, but they invited me. And how could I say no when I'm invited? I'm looking at my packing list right now. I need to remember that. But I will be starting out in Lapland, and I'm hoping to see the Northern Lights. But I'm doing all kinds of things. I'm going to meet reindeer. Ooh. I'm going on a snowmobile safari. Oh, two people per snowmobile, preferably not with me driving. I'm going to be staying in a glass-roofed Aurora cabin. Doesn't that sound cool?
Dude, that sounds and awesome.
And I'm going to be meeting some energetic huskies. Oh, so huskies. To take us on this sledge ride. And that seems really, really cool. So lots of interesting things. Also spa stuff. We have spa stuff too. A Finnish sauna we have one day. We're also going to do a snowmobile trip around Lake Inari, which is the largest lake in Lapland. And we're going to be doing, guess what? We're going to be doing ice fishing too.
Dang.
Yeah, I know. This is a very exciting program. So I'm very excited. So I can definitely check in, because we have a nice friendly about 9-hour time difference. So Bovestro says that, you know, if I want to check in from Finland and, you know, talk Vegas and talk Finland, we could also do that. And it'll be ending up, the trip will be ending up in Helsinki. And I'm doing that starting late this Friday evening. So super duper exciting. There will also be a landing page on the TravelZork travel, TravelZork.travel website about the trip. So that's good, where I'll be directing people there and I'll be doing a bunch of social media. So not so Vegas-y, more travel-y, but you know, that's what we do. We do travel and we do Vegas.
That's right. I mean, like I always say, you know, it's plan your next amazing vacation, not just Vegas, but anywhere in the world. So there you go. I wish there was a way to send a camera crew with you, like a reality show of you experiencing Finland, getting on a sled with huskies, highly energetic huskies pulling you along, the ice fishing, all that stuff. The Aurora cabin, though, sounds awesome. So it's a is it like a glass ceiling, pretty much?
Yeah, from what I know. So, I mean, I'll definitely be sharing a bunch of pictures. I can definitely, if we meet up next week a little bit, I can definitely share some videos and things, which I'll grab. Because I'm usually pretty good at grabbing short videos. So it's going to be pretty cool, I think. And a little bit different. Something I wasn't expecting to do, but it's just sort of came up. And Bovestro will hold down the fort because I'm twisting his arm to take care of some of the other TravelZork stuff, which includes getting more articles published for your enjoyment. I'm hoping he'll agree to that. I think he will. Yes, the Aurora Cabins at the Northern Lights Village are a magical way to experience the wintry, star-filled sky. And it is. It has this beautiful, it's a laser-heated glass roof, opens up into the northern sky directly above the bed.
Wow, who needs a mirror on the ceiling?
I'm getting more and more, you know, I've been so busy lately and so many things are going on that I haven't really thought that much about this trip, but wow, this is going to be really, really cool. I'm super duper looking forward to this. So that's good stuff.
All right. Awesome. Well, with that, it is time for the tease.
Guess what today's tease is? We had to do it. We mentioned it. We actually mentioned the scoop that I think was originally shared by Las Vegas locally in the TravelZork Facebook group a couple of weeks ago, that Wynn was going to be running a tier match promotion again. And that definitely falls under my Vegas is unpredictable. And I will get to that at the end. But basically, Wynn Rewards is doing a tier match. And you're going to want to get on it if you need to, because it's only running for a short period of time. We will put the link in the show notes. I sort of like doing that. And it's basically the Wynn Rewards tier upgrade website. I'm going to pull it up right now. And everything is on that website, but I'll give you a little bit of an overview of what's going on. The thing is that this is only running through May 31st. The last time they did a tier matching thing, it was from the middle of June till the end of August. So you don't have a very long period of time to do this. You have to do this by the end of May. I also want to basically point out that they are treating Caesars Platinum and Diamonds really, really well with this tier match. So for all intents and purposes, the Wynn Rewards program is very similar to the Fontainebleau program in a lot of ways. And it looks like it's the same software. I think a few people have realized that. You get a lot of benefits. You do get a dining benefit, which is only available on your birthday month. You get a spa benefit. You also get access to the Wynn Masterclasses, which, remember, we did that whole Sinatra episode last year about the Masterclasses. That's another great benefit. Masterclasses are amazing. And basically, most tiers are going to match to Wynn Platinum. And Wynn really just has three tiers. It has Red, Platinum, and Black. And then there is this like Black Chairman's level, but that's not for normal human beings. So it's not really a published tier. Now, other elevated levels such as Seven Stars and MGM Noir will will upgrade to the Black tier. But for most people, if you're Platinum Diamond, Diamond Plus, or Diamond Elite with Caesar's Rewards, or Gold or Platinum with MGM Rewards, you are going to get the Platinum tier of win rewards. So this is definitely worthwhile doing because you get some immediate benefits and it's great. You know, I mean, the spa benefit is immediate. The dining benefit will only be during your birthday month, and there's no reason not to do it. You also will encourage you to potentially play at Wynn. Remember the big day of play, do a really good day of play, and maybe you'll get a good marketing offer, especially if you haven't played at Wynn Rewards property in a while. Now, I have no idea why they're allowing Caesar's Platinum to match. But what's so interesting about that, if you look at the chart, and we do have a chart, if you happen to match Caesar's Platinum to win Platinum, and you can also do regular Caesar's Diamond, you will be able to do a match at Fontainebleau. And we should have a slide for that. I think we do. There we go. So what's very interesting is if you were Caesar's Diamond, you regularly wouldn't be able to match to a good Fontainebleau level. But you can match your Caesar's Diamond to win Platinum, and then you can match to Fontainebleau level, which is really good, which is the which should be the Fontainebleau Gold level. So that is something that I wanted to make a very, very big point about. And a few people have brought it up, and a few people have also brought it up in the Travelzork group. And that is definitely, definitely something that you will want to consider. So you, in theory now, for those who are just Diamond or Platinum with Caesars, you now have a way to match really well to Fontainebleau, because a lot of people are not Diamond Plus, and Diamond would have just gotten you Silver with Fontainebleau. So now you can get Gold with Fontainebleau via Wynn Rewards. And also then you have other opportunities. The other matching opportunities, which I'm not going to go into. But the other thing that's really interesting is if you happen to have no casino status right now, like absolutely nothing, you can get the Caesars credit card. And the Caesars credit card gets you Platinum status. And we're going to try to, we'll put that link in the show notes. I will mention to Movestro that it's in our notes for there. But basically, and I get nothing for this if you get a Caesars credit card. But if you move pretty fast on it, you could get a Caesars credit card. And that credit card has some other benefits. But the best benefit in this case is going to be Platinum status, which wasn't a really good benefit, but is going to be a good benefit, because then you're going to take your Caesars Platinum and you can match it to win Platinum, and then you can match that to Fontainebleau Gold. So that's something definitely to consider, and I have that in the notes, and we will try to put that in the show notes also. And on top of that, the Caesars Reward credit card is not, it's not a hard credit card to get. Their credit approval process isn't that bad. You get some extra tier points and things like that. So it's something to definitely consider. I mean, a lot of times I would not have been an advocate of getting that credit card in the past, but I think now, if you have no status at all, it's a really, really good path. And I think they have a very low annual fee or no annual fee. I'm looking for that. I went blank. As I tell Movestro all the time, you never get old because you sometimes forget it. Ah, there is no annual fee. So basically, this is an even better thing. You're gonna get the Caesars credit card with no annual fee. And if you move on this fast enough, you get approved and you get that credit card and your Caesars status gets upgraded in time, life is going to be good. But you are going to probably have to move. I don't know actually if you need to move that quickly, because as long as you get approved, when you apply for the Caesars credit card, it's linked to your Caesars Rewards account. So I think that Platinum is going to show up pretty quickly. I'm sure someone will correct me if I'm wrong. And that's all I got for you today. So happy hunting. or happy tier matching. Oh, and what I promised to say to you is, yes, Vegas is unpredictable. And I truly believe that because, like yesterday, we were talking, so many people never thought the Mirage was going to become what it would become. And of course, the Mirage set off everything that is Vegas today. And we talked about that yesterday. But I was thoroughly convinced the last time that Vegas, that Wynn did a tier match, that they were not going to do a tier match again. This totally shocked me and surprised me. Many people asked me my opinion. So if nothing else, this proves that my opinion means absolutely nothing, because everybody that asked me if I thought that Wynn was going to do a match again, I said I didn't think they would, and they tricked us, because Wynn did not do a match in the entire year of 2023. The last match they did was June to August of 2022. So there you go. Everything's unpredictable. You never really know with Vegas. It's hard to know what's going to go. You never knew that Mirage was going to become what it was going to become. Nobody knew after the rough start of Cosmopolitan Las Vegas that things were going to really be as great as they are as Cosmopolitan today. Who the heck knows what's going to happen with Fontainebleau or Resorts World? So we can all give our opinions, but really, Vegas truly is unpredictable.
Very well put. Before we get going, do you have anything on your mind that you'd like to share? Any thoughts or anything?
No, I think I shared quite a bit. I mean, what do you think of the status match thing? You like that? You like that angle with getting the Caesar's credit card and the platinum?
Yeah, I like that. You go there to match for this, and then you go there to match for that, and then you go there, and I was just like, oh, that's clever. That's
yeah. Well, what I thought, what I was thinking today. Well, I came up with the credit card today a little bit because I was thinking, but what about someone who has absolutely no status anywhere to match? Like, what if they have like nothing, you know? And remember, Founders Card still gets you diamond status, and Travelzork actually has a link where we get some credit if you get Founders Card. But Founders Card's expensive, you know. That's not free. So here, honestly, you can get that Caesar's Rewards as long as you can get approved for that credit card, which is not real hard to get approved for. You're getting the platinum status, and then you can match to Wynn and match to Fontainebleau. And you probably can use the Wynn and Fontainebleau matches to also potentially do Hard Rock. And remember, I think you can still do matches at MGM, but they're only good for 90 days. So you've got a world of little opportunities going on there if you wanted to, all starting with a free credit card.
Awesome indeed. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, Travel Zork Travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, not just Las Vegas, but all over the world. And please join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travel Zork. We'll see you next time.